Rex in the morning on C101. There's Nirvana and Heart Shaped Box. April Samuels, thank you so much for setting your alarm this morning for me.
No worries, man. Thanks for having me, Rex.
Are you normally up early like this or not? I mean, I know we're crawling into the 8 o'clock hour, but I imagine you stay out pretty late.
Yeah, it's true. I try to get an early start, though. I just have really long days, you know, fighting breast cancer. It's a full-time job.
God, you know, so what is it that inspired you to take on this fight? You started this whole thing back in, what, 2010?
Yeah, essentially, I was diagnosed with what's called triple negative breast cancer back in October of 2010. It's a more rare and aggressive form of breast cancer. And I had a double mastectomy with no reconstruction just to avoid additional surgeries and things like that. Had 4 months of chemo. But like right off the bat, I was just struck with the urge to do something. You know, I guess maybe wanted to put all my energy into something positive during, you know, a negative time. And I thought it'd be cool to mix my passion for playing drums with my passion for fighting breast cancer, and came up with the slogan, "Breast Cancer Can Stick It," and just started raising funds. You know, we were just like selling t-shirts at first and raising funds for other organizations, but it just kind of blew up. You know, we were raising so much in funds. My accountant was like, "April, you really just need to create your own nonprofit." And so by 2013, we were official 501c3 nonprofit, raising funds for mammograms, research and trials, and financial assistance for breast cancer treatment.
How wonderful.
And all through music and rock and roll. Yeah.
God, and a lot of people that, you know, if they don't know the name, they definitely know the bands that you play with. I mean, because you've been the long time drummer for Metal Shop that we've been watching for years and years. You still drum for Metal Shop on like a temporary thing here and there. You'll pop in and fill in some shows and whatnot. But for the longest time, you were that chick drummer in Metal Shop.
Yes.
That is so awesome.
Yeah, and you know. Yeah, you know, and that's really where I found my love for Corpus Christi. We would go down there 6 to 12 times a year. I played with Metal Shop for 8 years in the Corpus area. Anyway, we did 9 years total, but, you know, last year was pandemic-filled. So did 8 years going to Corpus and playing down there. And, man, Corpus loves their rock and roll. So had a blast doing that. And, yeah, I still sub for them. And just really wanted to focus all my attention on Breast Cancer Can Stick It and fighting breast cancer.
All right, we're going to talk a little bit more about this coming up here very shortly. Stay on the line with me right here. C101 Rocks, more with April Samuels telling you about what's happening here at Brewster Street Ice House coming up this Saturday with the Pink Out concert. Stick around. Rex on C101 with Allison Chains and Wood. So it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And, man, it may have been like a month or two ago where April Samuels and I, we kind of crossed paths, and she told me about this really great concert coming up over at Brewster Street Ice House, the Pink Out concert. And, of course, that's coming up on Saturday. And you said, hey, maybe you might want to come out and help out that night, kind of MC, you know, park the van out there, talk about it. I was like, yes, definitely. Definitely. This is like one of those things where you go, you just do it for free and you spend your day and you promote as much as you can, because everybody knows somebody that was touched by breast cancer. Your story is crazy about the fact they must have, when they, oh, hey, by the way, you didn't just win the lottery. You won the wild lottery of breast cancer. It's a triple negative something that no one's ever heard of. That had to have just blown you out of the water when they told you that, oh, no, it's okay that you have breast cancer, but you have like one of the rarest forms ever. Did that just, you had to feel that through your whole body, and the fear had to have been just been crazier. Or maybe I'm wrong. What was that like when you heard?
No, you're totally right. Yeah, it's like 15 to 20% of women diagnosed have triple negative breast cancer. And when I said it was more aggressive and rare, it's like, you know, it's more likely to spread, more likely to recur, all the bad stuff, right?
God.
And so, yeah, immediately, like, you think you're going to die. You think you're going to die of breast cancer. You know, one of the things that I remember the most was right after I was diagnosed, I looked at my dog, and she was like 7 years old. And I remember very clearly thinking that she might outlive me. And that was the freakiest moment for sure. But, you know, being young, it was a very scary thing to go through. But, Yeah, I mean, I just put my, you know, boxing gloves on and went at it, you know?
Well, we're all very happy that you won that battle. And the nice thing is that you didn't just win it and then go away in silence. You've been the loudest voice that anyone has heard of late with Breast Cancer Can Stick It in the Big Pink Out concert, which is coming up on Saturday. We've got promos running and stuff like that. Several other acts on the bill. You've got the Young Classics. Tell me a little bit about these guys.
Yeah, man, it's really cool because Jalissa is the lead singer of Young Classics, and she's been coming to see Metal Shop since she was 7 years old, the band that I played in for about 8 years down in Corpus Christi. And yeah, she started her own band, which kind of is the same style of music. They're amazing, a bunch of young kids that are 15, 16-year-old kids. They come out of rock. And then after that's going to be the Breast Cancer Can Stick It Band, which is a band that I created to help raise funds for Breast Cancer Can Stick It. And then headlining the night is Just Like Pink, which is a Pink tribute. I'm also out of Dallas, Texas. The Pink Out concert. And big thanks and a shout out to Premier Raps and Signs for sponsoring the event. Brewster Street is so awesome. And they're going to be donating a portion of the ticket sales. They're also going to be running specials and things like that. That'll help raise funds all night long. We're going to be having a lot of giveaways. You know, wear your pink, come out, have a great time for a good cause.
Now, a nice thing also, is it too late if somebody out there hears this and says, you know what, I want to be a sponsor. I want to be able to park my company's vehicle right there. I want to be able to hang a banner. I'd like some booth space. Is it too late for someone to sponsor on Saturday?
No, it's never too late to give Breast Cancer Can Stick It money. I'm just saying.
There you go.
We're always open for that. We will find a way to hook you up and advertise you at the show. Whatever we need to do, we'll make it happen. You can go to breastcancercanstickit.org for more information. Find us there or on Facebook. Send us a message and we'll hook you right up.
Easy enough. So you can reach out to them, but you can also message me on my Stephen Rex Gabriel Facebook page if you'd like to be a sponsor. And then I'll give you all of the relevant information, also pass on the flyers with all of the different sponsorships, and, of course, April's number. So you can call her at offensively late times of the night or early in the morning.
Yeah, I'll be awake no matter what, man. Good. Yeah, holler anytime.
That's great. Well, April, I love you. You've always been just the sweetest thing. I mean, I remember so many times going backstage for, seeing Metal Shop, and you guys have just always been so welcoming and so nice, and I want to thank you for that, and thanks so much for the work that you do for breast cancer awareness, and of course October, Rocktober right here, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and you're encouraged to wear your pink also, so throw on something pink and head out on Saturday to Brewster Street Ice House. It's going to be fantastic. You can read all about it right there at c101.com. Listen for the promos or go to my Stephen Rex Gabriel Facebook page. I've posted your flyer. Have a fantastic morning, and I will talk to you very soon.
Thanks so much, Rex, for having me. Have a great day.